This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for the Noon Ag Show, brought to you by Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And McAdams Millwright Service. And now, with the Noon Ag Show, here's Gabe Osborne.
Thanks, Levi. Now here for Ag News on your Wednesday afternoon. Biofuels and rural broadband were hot topics on Capitol Hill yesterday, Tuesday. Longtime ethanol backer and Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley warned of the impact a Supreme Court ruling favoring oil refiner ethanol waivers could have on the biofuel industry.
If the court would overrule 10th Circuit, what we've seen so far on small refinery exemptions, everything we've seen up till now would be small potatoes compared to what would come afterwards.
With the loss of 4 billion gallons of ethanol demand blamed on the waivers since 2016, starting with the loss of half a billion gallons, then that Grassley and others have asked new EPA Chief Michael Regan to restore and not to further delay current volume targets. Across Capitol Hill, the House Ag Committee heard from experts like Vicki Robinson of Microsoft Global Airband Initiative on how long and how much it would cost to get broadband to some 24 million unserved rural Americans.
Anywhere from $60 to $80 billion. I submit, however, that it's hard to rely on such estimates because we haven't first done the hard but necessary work to accurately map where those gaps exist.
Something the FCC hopes to complete this year, while other hearing witnesses stressed internet sustainability, affordability, easy deployment, and avoiding a one-size-fits-all approach for all rural areas. Greater coordination among the FCC, the USDA, and the National Telecommunication and Information Administration will also be key to avoid grant duplication to areas served at the expense of areas that lack broadband. In other news off Capitol Hill, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Mike Braun Tuesday introduced bipartisan legislation to help states rebuild stronger and more resilient roads, highways, and bridges. The Wisconsin Democrat and Indiana Republican say the legislation will help states as they recover from extreme weather and natural disaster damage brought on by severe storms, flooding, and hurricanes. The Federal Highway Administration's Emergency Relief Program provides federal funding to states to rebuild roads and bridges damaged by natural disaster. Incorporating resiliency improvements into emergency relief projects has become increasingly important, say the senators. Yet too often, highway infrastructure is rebuilt to pre-disaster specification, leaving roads and bridges vulnerable to another disaster and costly damage repair. The bipartisan Rebuilding Stronger Infrastructure Act ensures that resilience improvements are being eligible for federal funding and requires the Federal Highway Administration to provide states with the guidance and tools they need to rebuild infrastructure that's more resilient to the next severe weather event. And in news from our neighbors to the north, the Canadian National Railway yesterday made a rival bid for Kansas City Southern Railroad. The proposed cash and stock transaction is valued at $33.7 billion. The proposal represents a 21% premium over the implied value of the Canadian Pacific transaction. Dow Jones reports the new bid from Canadian National is $200 in cash and 1.059 Canadian National shares for each Kansas City Southern share. That works out to roughly $325 a share. The prior bid was $90 a share and 0.489 Canadian Pacific shares for each KC share. That's worth roughly $270 a share. Regardless of who wins the bidding war, the winners of the looming battle look to be KCS stakeholders, as the shares are up to 25% for the year. In a news release, Canadian National states CN is ideally positioned to combine with Kansas City Southern to create a company with broader rail reach and greater scale to seamlessly connect more customers to rail hubs and ports in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. And another news from the USDA, and a little bit on state ag news as well. The amount of corn planted doubled in the last week. It's not expected the same progress will happen this week with the colder weather and snowfall moving across much of the Midwest. The National Weather Service issued freeze warnings across the central and eastern Corn Belt as a late winter storm tracks through the region, along with winter weather advisories and a freeze warning again for tonight. The Department of Agriculture's latest crop progress report out on Monday showed corn planting over the last week increased to 8% from 4% last week. Just 2% of the crop has emerged across the country. Last year, during the same time, 6% of the crop was in the ground. USDA also reports 3% of the nation's soybean crop is planted compared to 2% last year. Meanwhile, 11% of the nation's cotton crop in the Deep South is in the ground, along with 15% of the sorghum crop, 33% of the rice crop, and 25% of the sugar beet crop. And we also have last week's crop progress and condition report for the state of Illinois. And with the report, we join state statistician Mark Sloistener with the National Ag Statistics Service in Springfield.
Last week was cool and dry across Illinois. There was an average of 4.8 days suitable for field work, and farmers used those days to apply fertilizer, plant corn and soybeans, and also to prepare fields for planting. Temperatures averaged only 49.5 degrees last week, and that was 3.4 degrees below normal. Weekly rainfall totals averaged 14 one-hundredths of an inch across the prairie state, and that was more than three-quarters of an inch below normal for this time of year. Topsoil moisture supplies were rated 1% very short, 8 short, 82 adequate, and 9% surplus, considerably drier than the previous week. Corn planting reached 12% finished compared to 7% 1 year ago and 8% for the 5-year average. 5% of soybean acres are now planted compared to 2% 1 year ago and 1% normally. 5% of winter wheat acres are headed compared to 2% last year and 4% normally. The condition of the wheat crop was reported as 10% very poor to poor, 21% fair, and 69% good to excellent, slightly worse than 1 week ago. Pasture conditions were rated 4% very poor to poor, 20% fair, and 76% good to excellent. That is better than the previous week. Soil temperatures remain cool and range from the mid-40s to the lower 50s across Illinois on Sunday. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Heartland Region, Illinois Field Office of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
And we'll be hearing more of Mark's reports throughout the rest of the growing season and through harvest in mid-November as those weekly reports come to you straight from Springfield. In other reports from the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, the National Agricultural Classification Survey will be arriving in mailboxes across the country, and the survey is one of the most important steps in determining who should receive a 2022 Census of Agriculture questionnaire, which asks recipients if they're involved in an ag activity. The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service recently mailed out the NACS to 633,000 potential ag producers. NAS requests that each person who received the survey respond by Monday, May 3rd. NAS encourages recipients to respond securely online at agcounts.usda.gov using the 12-digit survey code mailed with the survey. Completed questionnaires may also be mailed back in the prepaid envelope they provide. If you did not receive the 2017 Census of Agriculture and believe you should have, please sign up to be counted at agcounts.usda.gov/getcounted. All information reported by individuals is kept confidential as required by federal law. And for more information about the classification survey, you can visit the website nass.usda.gov/go/NACS. And for assistance with the survey, you can call 888-424-7828. In other state ag news here on this Wednesday, if you're already sick and tired of these cold stretches and even the snow we had yesterday, you'll be happy to hear that moderate temperatures are on the way for this weekend and next week, according to Bryce Anderson, chief ag meteorologist with DTN.
Oh yeah, we're going to have this pattern modified during next week. In fact, there's going to be quite a large area of the central United States, including Illinois, where temperatures get back to near to above normal values. It is still going to be cold over the northern fringe of the continental U.S., but as far as the Midwest is concerned, we will have more seasonal temperatures, and that's going to obviously help things out in terms of improving fieldwork conditions and prospects for crop development. And there may be a few showers that fire up too, particularly north of Interstate 80 over northern Illinois. And so that would, I think, offer a little bit of soil moisture at a pretty useful time as well. Nothing real heavy, but like I say, a few showers to kind of keep the ground moistened up.
Again, that was Chief Ag Meteorologist Bryce Anderson with DTN. Now moving on to local ag news here on your Wednesday. Don't forget the Macoupin County 4x4s 4-H Club is still continuing to have their food drive that'll go on now through Saturday. Items being collected include canned goods, soups, macaroni and cheese, peanut butter, jelly, and more. Those collection boxes are located at Randy's Market in Gillespie and Benelde, the Benelde Public Library, and Associated Bank in Mount Olive. For more information, you can call 217-835-2222. And coming up next weekend, April 30th and May 1st, the University of Illinois Extension Montgomery County Master Gardeners will be holding their Mother's Day Hanging Basket Sale, again held Friday, April 30th from 9 a.m. to 6, and again on Saturday, May 1st from 9 a.m. until they're sold out. The sale will take place in the parking lot between the Masonic Lodge and Brown's Insurance on South Main and Hillsboro. Proceeds from the benefit go to the Montgomery County Farmers Institute, and again, they'll have their 10-inch premium hanging baskets in assorted colors, sun and shade varieties, and all hanging baskets are $15. If you need more information on this upcoming hanging basket sale, you can call the U of I Extension in Hillsboro at 532-3941 and get a hold of Andrew Holsinger. Again, that's the Mother's Day Hanging Basket Sale coming up on Friday, April 30th and Saturday, May 1st in Hillsboro. And that concludes your Ag News here on a Wednesday afternoon. You can always send your Ag News also to us by an email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Wednesday afternoon, April 21st, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.